AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden defends his record while stepping up criticism, calling Republican leadership ultra-MAGA. AP Sagar Magani with this.
The president says he knows voters are frustrated by high prices and Washington gridlock.
I can taste it.
And says Republicans are banking on that come the November midterm elections.
That you're going to hand power over to them and enact so they can enact their extreme agenda.
He's taking aim at a plan released by one of the Senate's GOP leaders, Rick Scott, that would boost taxes on some of the lowest paid Americans. The president argues that'll make it even harder for people to deal with inflation, while his own plan will help them. Scott's not buying it.
This president has no ability to deal with inflation.
And says the president should resign. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Tomorrow, the Senate holds a procedural vote on a measure to legalize abortion. It is not likely to reach the 60 votes needed to send it to the floor. Washington Democrat Patty Murray.
Every single senator is going to have to go on the record as to whether they want to take their constituents' rights away. Republicans are going to have to go on record as to whether they want this to be the first generation of American women with less freedom than their mothers.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
There aren't 60 votes there at the federal level, no matter who happens to be in the majority, no matter who happens to be in the White House. So I think the widespread sentiment of my conference is that this issue will be dealt with at the state level.
California's water usage jumped nearly 19% in March. State officials says it's the most water used in the month of March in 7 years. Last year, Governor Gavin Newsom called for a 15% reduction in water usage because of the severe drought. Since July, the state has cut its water use by less than 4%. This is AP News. Elon Musk says if he buys Twitter, he will lift the site's permanent ban of former President Donald Trump.
Trump was banned for what Twitter called incitement of violence following the Capitol riot.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace.
Speaking virtually at a summit in London, Musk called the Trump ban a morally bad decision and foolish in the extreme. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's up to Twitter to decide who is allowed to tweet.
Our effort is to, of course, make sure that freedom of speech is protected across the country, but that also these platforms are not used for forums for disinformation.
Donald Trump has previously said he has no intention of rejoining Twitter, preferring to focus on his own platform, Truth Social. I'm Ed Donahue.
Amazon fires two employees who are part of the grassroots union organizing that led to the first successful U.S. union vote in the company's history. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.